Hello, I'm your host, Aaron Ripmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave, where joining me tonight for Diz Dad's podcast number 574 are James Cameron.
Hello, everyone.
And Chris Papcheck.
Hello, Diz Dads.
Now, tonight, we're talking about staying off-site when visiting Walt Disney World, specifically in the Disney Springs area. But before we get into that discussion, I do need to thank our podcast sponsor, Mousemaster Travel, an authorized Disney vacation planner. Let a Mousemaster agent take care of the stressful parts of vacation planning so that you can focus on the fun. You can check them out at mousemastertravel.com. Okay, so James and Chris are both on the show because they've stayed at these Disney Springs hotels in the fairly recent past. And we probably should be clear about, you know, which hotels we're talking about, because there are quite a few hotels that are on sort of that side of Disney property, extending away from where Disney Springs is. And there's sort of this enclave of resorts that are sort of classified as the hotels at Disney Springs they're kind of all grouped together, right? There's that Hotel Plaza Boulevard, which is sort of the demarcation point. And there's this group of eight hotels that have all been extended some additional benefits from, you know, what they had before. And so we'll talk in a minute about those additional benefits, but I wanted to just run through very quickly the list of hotels we're talking about, so we all know what we're talking about, right? It's the Best Western Lake Buena Vista, the B Resort and Spa, DoubleTree Suites, Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace, Hilton Orlando Lake Buena Vista, Holiday Inn Orlando, Wyndham Garden Lake Buena Vista, and Wyndham Lake Buena Vista. All right, so the first thing I want to mention is, and we talked about this a little before we started, but, you know, Chris, you're the one who was in, you know, booking one of these most recently. Is it just me, or is the naming part of the problem here?
Most definitely, especially when going specifically with the Hilton properties that are in the area, only because I think the names are only separated by one name. Either one's a palace or one's the Lake Buena Vista. So
right,
you have to specifically look for Disney Springs in one of the names. Otherwise, you might be ended up at the wrong hotel.
Right. So with Hilton, it's, you know, Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace, Hilton Orlando Lake Buena Vista, and there's even a Hilton Orlando Bonnet Springs, which isn't that far away, but isn't included in this group of sort of hotels of the Disney Springs hotels, which are these new sort of Disney partner properties that seems to be the name that they've been given, at least temporarily. Who knows whether it'll stick, but it does seem to be there now. And, you know, James, what was your experience when you were kind of shopping for a place to stay? And I know that you, if I remember right, you were, you know, finding a hotel fairly last minute on because you were traveling for a race weekend and just couldn't find availability on property.
Yeah, that was the Star Wars race weekend at Disney and I was looking and I did consider one of the Disney Springs hotels, but ended up actually going a cheaper route.
Okay.
With like a Motel 6 or something like that. But I did look, you know, because right. It was a last minute thing. I didn't book anything on property. And then, you know, Disney Springs hotels were my first place I looked at off for offsite. Right. Just given, you know, because you have the proximity and everything. But for that one, I didn't find anything and ended up staying somewhere else. And then the one time we did stay was because Hilton actually called us and did one of those timeshare preview things, okay. Had us coming down, and I remember they were on the phone with me, and they're like, you know, like, what? They were like, we have several properties you can choose from. And when they said Lake Buena Vista, I'm like, wait, what's the address for that? And they said it was Hotel Boulevard. I'm like, that's the one I want. I was like, because I just wanted to be at Disney.
Right, sure.
And then she was trying to talk me out of it. She's like, you don't want to go to that one. She's like, you want to stay at this other one, this brand new one we just built. And in hindsight, like, she was right, because that's the one we had to go to see the, you know, to get the whole preview and go through the whole song and dance. And those rooms were really, like, nice. It was like, you know, they had bedrooms and, you know, they were like suites. And here I was staying in just, you know, this like regular hotel room and paying like whatever I paid for the weekend, like $300 for the weekend. So I was paying like probably the same price I would have paid anyway to stay there when I would have been, you know, in a much nicer room had I gone with her recommendation. But I just want to be close.
Well, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, the one they were probably was it Bonnet Creek that was that the location that they were taking you to, or is it another, you know, somewhat farther away Hilton property?
It was somewhat farther away. It was a Hilton Grand Vacations. It was like on Sand Lake Road. It was like maybe 15 or 20 minutes east.
Right. Yeah, the Hilton has now got several of their, you know, Grand Vacation or their Vacation Club properties right in that area, a little farther away. So one of the challenges of kind of sifting through these properties is kind of figuring out which one is which. So I thought we'd spend a little bit of time just kind of running through, you know, what these hotels are, getting an idea of kind of where they are. And, you know, we're not going to get into too much detail. I mean, there are eight of them, and frankly, we don't have enough experience with them to go into too much detail, but it's worth just giving a review. And, you know, Best Western Lake Buena Vista is one that's been there for quite a while. Location-wise, it's interesting because it's kind of a little bit over by itself, kind of, right? It's on the how do I say it? It's on the other side, you know, from where some of the other hotels are. It's I need to find a better map to be looking at while we're talking about this, because so far all the maps I'm finding, you know, will only show me one of these hotels at a time. But
The Best Western, it backs up to Blake Lake.
Okay. And it just seemed to me to be kind of at the end of the row, right? Is that accurate? Would you say that describes it?
In correlation to the rest of them, it's across the street from the DoubleTree, but it is kind of all by itself, kind of separated by the Reedy Creek Improvement District and the Athletic Union buildings.
Okay. Yeah. So, because as you go down Hotel Plaza Boulevard, so here's the best way I can think of to explain it. Hotel Plaza Boulevard is the, once you pass the end of the Disney Springs Marketplace, right? Then you have, Hotel Plaza Boulevard that kind of curves off, to the east and then north. Right?
Yeah.
And Best Western is so that it's the second farthest down the road, right? Of these hotels. The only one that's farther down is the DoubleTree. So you're right, it's across the street from DoubleTree. And it's you know, relative advantage is that it's on the because of the curve, it makes it the west side of Hotel Plaza Boulevard. But to me, that's a benefit because it means when you're going out of the hotel to go to the parks, you turn right, which is,
yeah, it's a little easier, but I mean, even being on the other side, it's not too bad.
Okay. But the majority of the hotels are on the opposite side of Hotel Plaza Boulevard. The only two that are on that sort of north and east side, or north and west side, I mean, are the Best Western Lake Buena Vista and then the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista.
Well, and then, you know, you've got the Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace is way off on the other side. That's on East Buena Vista Drive.
Right. Yeah, we'll get to that one in a minute.
Yeah.
Because that one and then the Hilton or the Holiday Inn Resort, Orlando Lake Buena Vista, is also kind of farther across. It's all the way on the other side of Popka, Vineland Road. So,
okay.
Yeah, it starts getting pretty far east at that point. But, All right. So that's Best Western. It's a little farther down the road. You know, it's a Best Western hotel, but it's a decent hotel. They've done a nice job of keeping it up. It's got, you know, a pool. It's not a fancy pool, but it's a decent pool. It's got, you know, it's a heated one. There's got your standard sort of resort amenities. And maybe the most important thing is that they've got shuttles that run on a pretty continual basis, which the Disney Springs hotels, I would say, are pretty unique among off-property options in terms of the frequency of the shuttles that make their cycle through them. Okay, so then the next one down the list is the B Resort. And this is a hotel that, you know, it was fairly recently, within the last probably 4 years or so, purchased by the B Resort folks. It's an independent hotel group and renovated. It was a Holiday Inn once upon a time. And, you know, now it's a B Resort. They did a complete renovation of the property. And it is located, I'm trying to find it on my map.
My little cartoon map there from Disney Springs shows it next to the DoubleTree.
Yeah, it's pretty close to the DoubleTree, actually. It's a little bit farther south. It's like south of the DoubleTree. You can trace a zigzag, right? You've got the DoubleTree sort of the farthest north along Hotel Plaza Boulevard, and then you go across Hotel Plaza Boulevard to the west to get to the Best Western. You come back across south and east to the B Resort and Spa, and it's kind of between the DoubleTree and the Holiday Inn Orlando. Right there, sort of, you know, it's got I-4 running behind it. And Hotel Plaza Boulevard on the other side. Have either of you been in B Resort?
No, I have not.
Nope.
Well, so the interesting thing to me about B Resort is that, first of all, there's some interesting room types. They've got some rooms that are larger and work well for larger families because they've got, you know, some additional space and an extra sleeping space. Without it being priced like a lot of the sort of, you know, suite type rooms are. And I am a little bummed. You know, they had a barbecue place at B Resort that was actually pretty well received, but it looks to me like, I was just checking back, it closed at one point and there was some speculation as what was going to happen, whether it was going to get just a renovation or whether it was going to be replaced. And it looks like it was replaced. So that's unfortunate because I think what's listed now is the American Kitchen Bar and Grill, and I don't think that's the barbecue restaurant. It had a different name before that.
I'm looking at some pictures, and it's got a very modern, almost Bay Lake Tower kind of vibe going to it.
Yeah,
it's
interesting. It's got that modern, clean lines. Look, I think it did a nice job when they renovated it because the problem anytime they take over a hotel from another chain and renovate is that you're kind of stuck with the architecture that the original, you know, that the folks who had it before left you. And Holiday Inn architecture tends to be pretty basic and, you know, boxy. But they did a good job of making it feel modern and sleek instead of feeling, like an industrial box. Lots of good dining options here, though. And like I said, some unique room types. Kind of as we continue on down, the DoubleTree Suites will be the next one on the list. And as we said, it's kind of, you know, right there, the farthest northeast, I guess, of these Disney Springs hotels along Hotel Plaza Boulevard. It's the third of the Hilton properties that are right along the strip here. I don't know. My take on it is that it's a hotel that's in need of some love. I don't know if either of you have been inside it.
I have not, but I have stayed at a DoubleTree before. But
sure,
you know, I love to get that warm cookie.
That's true. And they do, you know, they're true to their brand, so you do get your warm cookie. And look, it's another one that has good space, right? For those families of five, families of six, they do, you know, have some accommodations that might work for you that other places might not have. They're not true suites, which always drove me crazy about DoubleTree, right? They call them DoubleTree suites, but they're all studio suites, which seems to sort of defeat the purpose, but that's their call. I don't know that we need to go into a whole lot more. It is a hotel that is probably due. It's probably the next one in line for a renovation. Although, you know, Hilton's got two properties that are probably vying for that position, because the next one on our list, the Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace, just got a rather expensive and extensive renovation. The Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace used to just be the Buena Vista Palace. It used to be an independent hotel that was purchased by Hilton fairly recently, and they essentially did a you know, very extensive gut it and remodel of the property. And so that one is located. And see, this is where we have to be careful, right? You got to watch the names, because we need the Lake Buena Vista Palace, not the Lake Buena Vista. So where'd it go?
That's the one that looks like it's up.
There it is. Yeah, it's the one that's right. Go ahead. You're right. You've located it.
Well, the Buena Vista Boulevard, you know, going up towards Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, so it's right off of sort of East Buena Vista Drive and Broadway.
Yeah, Buena Vista Drive.
So yeah, and it's really kind of set back a lot farther from the roads you would, you know, normally drive down as you're going around, partially because it's got a bigger parking lot than some of these other hotels have. It's a convention resort, and it was built as a convention resort, so they also have more day visitors than most of the hotels along here have, because they get people who come in for a conference. I know that's why I know the property. I actually ended up staying in a value resort at Walt Disney World and then driving over for my conference each morning. But it's been completely redone. And one of the nice things about this particular hotel is that they're now offering a character meal. Not every day, but, you know, they've got a classic character dining opportunity there at Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Palace. And like I said, it's all newly renovated rooms. They're spacious rooms, lots of space. I would say at this point, if I was going to stay in the area, except for location, which, as we've kind of described it, being set back a little farther away, you know, kind of knocks it down maybe a half notch. But in terms of the property itself and its amenities, you know, it may be my favorite of these properties right now.
I'm looking at some of the pictures, and I mean, they got like a lazy river.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. A float lagoon pool. Yeah.
Yeah. This looks like it's going to be great. You know, if you got kids, this would be a fun place to stay.
Yeah.
Very they have so. A FastPass Plus service.
Right. So, well, we'll talk about that in a minute, because one of the big reasons that we're spending the time with these hotels is that they've all got access to some new benefits that they didn't used to have. And they just started earlier this year. And we'll talk in a second. I don't want to go down that road too far just yet, because I want to, you know, spend some time talking about why. But, you know, we also have the Hilton Orlando Lake Buena Vista, which location-wise is probably the most convenient. Yeah, the most convenient option. And Chris, you can speak to this because you just stayed there. And, you know, you talked a little bit in your trip report about the sort of advantages of that convenience.
Yeah, I mean, they advertise. I didn't actually do it myself, but it's probably a 7-minute walk from the lobby, and you're in Disney Springs. I mean, from going from the lobby out the door over the bridge, and you're there. And I mean, that's almost as good as parking in the Lemon parking lot. So, it's a pretty decent advantage if that's what you're going to want to take advantage of while you're there. If you have a lot of downtime, unfortunately for us, on our trip, you know, we were hitting the park strong, so we didn't get to make an adventure over there. However, in the future, if I do stay, that's where I would go, and I would definitely take advantage of that short little walk over to Disney Springs.
And yeah, they could really count Ehrlich Sandwich as one of their dining options.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it is right there.
So, James, talk a little bit about the convenience of getting to the parks from a hotel that's you know located so close there to Disney Springs.
Well, like, they have the shuttles, and they run differently. I think they're operated by Mears, and they run on a different schedule. But I think one of the good things is that it's a set schedule, and they're pretty punctual from what I've heard. So it's like, you know, they run every half hour. So you know that the bus is going to be out there at like 8 o'clock, and then the next one's at 8:30, and the next one's at 9. So you don't have, there's no like, you know, guessing like when you show up and it's like, did I just miss it? Like a Disney resort, and like, you know, like, or is it just about to come? Like, you know, but the downside is that they share parks.
Right.
So like a bus will come and it'll take you to like the Magic Kingdom and then go to Epcot. So if you wanted Epcot, you got to go to the Magic Kingdom first.
Okay.
Or like it might split something else. And then it also, with the Magic Kingdom, drops you off the transportation and ticket center as opposed to going into the bus circle right in front of the park. So you have to, you know, transfer there and then get on the monorail or the ferry to get across. But with the other three parks, you'll get dropped off near the bus stops, you know, same bus stops as everybody else. So that's a little bit of a downside for that. But like I said, like you, and because it's only in, and they service, they have like A and B routes. So you have to, you remember which hotel you're staying at.
Right.
If it's on the A or the B, it's basically like one side of the street.
I was just going to say, it depends on which side of the, as we were talking about, which side of Hotel Plaza Boulevard it's going to be turning on.
Yeah, so like, so, you know, which side of the street you're on, and so, but because it, and you know, like it services like three or four, or maybe four and four each hotels, but they're generally not that crowded, the buses, with the exception of maybe like right when the park closes and everybody get that big rush of everybody wanting to go back, that's when you might have to wait, you know, because the bus is full.
But that's true of the Disney resorts too.
Yeah, so it's, you know. So that's, you had the same thing there, but like, you know, you get, you know, the Mears buses are, you know, they're, you know, if you get the, you know, cushion, the ones with the cushioned seats, it's going to be a more comfortable ride. You get, it might take you a little bit longer. If you use the buses, we had, a rental car when we were there. And so we just opted to drive to the park and, you know, like, getting to the Magic Kingdom is super easy. So you just come out of Hotel Boulevard and instead of, you know, you just make the right onto Buena Vista Drive and go around the backside of Saratoga Springs and come, you know, if you just look at a map, it's pretty easy to figure out. And just like, that's the best way to get to the Magic Kingdom from, you know, like, especially when they were doing construction at Disney Springs and they're expanding the highways and putting in the new bus loop and all that stuff that was going on. Like, you did not want to be driving near Disney Springs, so you wanted to go around the backside, you know, if you could. But now it's a little bit better. But you could always go out the backside of Hotel Boulevard and go up, you know, up Hopka Island and jump on I-4. It's right there. And then you just scoot up I-4 and then you take the main exit for Disney World and you go to any park you want.
Right.
From there, if you wanted to go around that way. So you got options depending. You know, like, you know, you're ideally situated to be visiting Disney Springs, but it's not that difficult to get to anywhere you want to go on property from there.
Right. Yeah. And you know, this is where that, first of all, that footbridge that they added when they did the construction of Disney Springs, I think really makes a big difference. Because frankly, it used to be pretty darn scary to go across Hotel Plaza Boulevard. But they've made that much, much easier. you know, it's worth having to walk a little bit to get to the bridge.
Yeah, the bridge is nice now because that, like you said, it was, you know, waiting for that, that light and trying to figure it out because you had traffic coming from three different angles and it was never, you know, it's like a Y intersection, not a true,
yeah,
you know, 90 degree intersection. So it's hard to figure out who's got what light. And,
yeah.
You know, like, is that walk thing for me? And it's a little bit more difficult to get from the Hilton because you, you know, if you use the bridge, because now you got to go like across the street one way and then cross the other side.
Right, right.
To get there. It used to be like just straight across the street, but it was more dangerous.
Right.
Even though it was faster.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty good trade-off, ultimately. All right, well, so just a few more hotels along this route. The Holiday Inn Orlando is, you know, sort of back up between the Hilton Orlando Lake Buena Vista and the B Resort along Hotel Plaza Boulevard. So it's a little farther from Disney Springs because you can't really cut through. You know, you can't shortcut that walk because there's a lake in the way. So yeah, it's a little farther down. And then you've got the two Wyndham properties, which so they're ones that are confusing because of name. Right, like we were talking about the Hiltons, you've got the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista and the Wyndham Garden Lake Buena Vista. Now, the good point is that both of the Wyndham properties have had, you know, refurbishments. I would call them soft refurbs comparatively recently, but to me, they still feel rather dated compared to the other options in the area.
Yeah, from looking at their pictures from the Wyndham Garden, which I can only, on the Disney Springs site, they only list the one Wyndham. But yeah, I'd agree with your, it looks like some of the dining areas are kind of updated, but the rooms and other facilities need some love.
Yeah. You know, I think mostly when you're looking at those, what's going to end up making your decision for you is the different room types that are available, because I forget which one is which, but one of them offers some bigger rooms that'll work better for larger families. And I will say that the Wyndham Garden Lake Buena Vista does have, you know, more of a kind of a pool complex, sort of like we were talking about which other hotel had one? I guess the DoubleTree had not DoubleTree. Which one had the Lazy River?
The Palace, the Hilton Palace had the Lazy River.
And the Wyndham Garden Lake Buena Vista does have a more extensive you know, pool area, a little more going on there, and oh, no, I'm sorry. I had them backwards. See, this is what I was saying, the names. So the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista has, they call it the Oasis Aquatic Pool Playground, right? So they've got some more sort of activity stuff. I guess they both do. They must share that playground between the two properties because they're kind of right up next to each other. And they do have, this is another one that has a Disney character breakfast. So, you know, they're you're still not going to get the Disney theming in room the same way, but you do get the Disney characters for the character breakfast. So kind of, that's kind of the overview. The reason that we felt like it was a time that we needed to talk about these hotels, even if they're not ones that we are the most familiar with, as you can tell as we try to talk through them, is that for a long time, you know, these hotels were kind of similar to James's experience or you know, Chris, because they booked their trip for you know, his dad's convention time fairly late. You know, they were options of last resort. And one of the reasons was that there were, you know, all kinds of benefits that Disney property hotels provided to guests that weren't available. And that has changed fairly substantially over the last few months. Two big benefits that are now available to these hotels that didn't used to be, right, James?
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, a lot of people weren't happy when these things were announced, because, you know, like, you know, they didn't want other people being able to get fast passes, you know, 60 days out like they did at a Disney resort, you know, and pay less to get that benefit. And early magic hours, which was something that they didn't always have. You know, like, these were benefits that people got for staying on property and paying that premium for their rooms. And right. Now it's being expanded to people staying at these non-Disney hotels.
Right, right. And so those are the two big key benefits, extra magic hours, and then you can link your reservation in My Disney Experience, just like people on property can, and you can get that 60-day advance booking window for FastPass Plus. And, I mean, it seems to me pretty clear why they ended up doing this. Have either of you tried to find availability at an on-property moderate resort lately?
Well, I did when booking my trip in January.
Yeah.
There was no way that less than 45 days out, I was able to get an entire stay at one single resort.
Okay.
Yeah. I could split it, but I was also paying a lot more money than getting the benefits of staying at the Disney Springs hotels.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, what's happened is, you know, we've got all this construction going on in the moderate category, right? You've got construction going on in the Caribbean Beach Resort. You've got construction ongoing at Coronado Springs, and as a result, there's just a real crunch on capacity in that category on property. And I really feel strongly that that's what's pushed this to happen, because, you know, it was this or risk losing those guests to, you know, resorts that are farther away. And so maybe people would do something other than just go to Disney parks, right? Because they want people to stay close by and spend their money at Disney. Or, you know, you get people who just get disgruntled about it and don't take the trip. So, you know, they needed to provide some option. Now, there are still some benefits that are exclusive to the on-property folks, and those are pretty significant too. So, I don't know. I mean, James, which of those on-property benefits that you don't get at the Disney Springs hotels still is the one that you would consider most valuable?
Good question. Being DVC members, we're always looking to, you know, stay, you know, use our points and stay at a DVC resort, especially one of those ones that's really, like, you know, proximity wise, you're close to Disney Springs at these Disney Springs hotels, but, you know, a lot of the other Disney resorts will get you closer to the actual parks, where you might want to be more. You know, like, we typically will spend, you know, a few hours at Disney Springs, where we spend a whole day or multiple days at one of the parks. So the proximity issue is a big one for us. We would consider going over there if we needed to, and if we were looking and we determined we had to go off site, we would look to Disney Springs. But I think, you know, it's the proximity and the transportation, for us. I mean, I know they have the shuttles for the Disney Springs hotels, but it's just, I think there's more transportation options on property with the official right. Disney resorts, right. Which gives you a little bit more flexibility in getting around and then, you know, not having to need a car.
Right. Well, that's true. I think it is easier to get around without a car when you're staying on property. And maybe the biggest reason for that is that when you're staying at these Disney Springs hotels, one of the benefits you don't get is Disney's Magical Express. So if you're flying in, you know, that's a fairly substantial cost to get ground transportation from you know, Orlando International Airport to Walt Disney World property, even if it's, you know, Disney Springs hotels, that's a not inexpensive proposition, especially given that most of those options are going to charge you basically per person, right? So if you're a family of four, family of five, it's pricey, and Magical Express makes a big difference.
I've looked at when we did our trip, and with the little ones, I would need car seats. And so I looked up Uber with car seats that will hold five people. And from the airport to the hotel was going to run me about $70.
Okay. So there you go. So round
one,
trip.
One way. Yeah. So
round trip, you're talking, you know, $150. That's, you know, that's one night really of your hotel stay pretty much.
Right. So, I mean, we ultimately was like, well, we'll just rent a car because that'll be a lot easier.
Sure.
And we can, you know, come and go as we please without having to rely on any type of shuttle service. But then, of course, then you also have to pay for parking at the hotel. So,
yeah. And now, you know, at the hotel, unfortunately, everybody's paying for parking now, right? Disney recently, you know, announced that they were climbing on the bandwagon, and just like everybody else, they're going to charge for parking at their hotels as well.
Yeah, and even the Disney Springs hotels actually have varying prices as far as parking.
Right.
I mean, you look at Hilton, Buena Vista Palace, and that's $10 a night. And if you go to, say, the Hilton Lake Buena Vista, I think it's $18 a night. So, you know, it's all depends on location.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and a lot of times those prices are just driven by, you know, what it's costing them to rent the property, because in most cases they don't own it, right? They're renters. Right. But you know, the fact is everybody staying at a hotel other than DVC owners, but you know, everybody staying for cash at a hotel at Walt Disney World here soon is paying for parking one way or the other. But if you're staying on property, you know, you're still going to get to park at the theme parks for free. And if you're staying at Disney Springs, you'd be paying twice, right? You'd be paying both to park your car at the resort and to go and park your car at the parks.
Yep.
Yep.
And that really, it gets pricey.
There are a couple other little things that, you know, you miss out on when you're staying in Disney Springs instead of on property. You're not eligible to purchase a dining plan. Is that anything that would be an issue for either of you?
Not likely.
No. Yeah. We don't think the dining plan is worth it for us.
Sure. Unless it's something that works particularly well for your family, maybe not a big deal. And the other one, and this one's kind of interesting because it struck me as, I guess it makes sense that this is excluded, but a little odd coupled with allowing the 60-day advance FastPass Plus window, because they do get that advance window, but no Magic Bands. So, you know, we're used to the fact that every time you book an on-property Disney hotel stay, you get Magic Bands for free. You get to book those fast passes early, but you're still going to be accessing them using that plastic card.
Yep. So even the money you save booking the hotel, everything else, it starts adding up. It's like, you know, you see all those extra benefits and how they're all included with staying on property.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, a family of four. What is the going rate for, you know, Magic Bands? Even the basic ones run.
The basic ones, single color, are $12.99 on the Disney Shop website, and I just purchased five of them on our last trip because staying off property, you got to get them. I mean, you don't have to have them; it's not a requirement, but it's such a convenience.
Yeah.
Not having to worry about carrying around your ticket or, you know, it's everything's right there. So it is super convenient, and it's almost a must at this point. So it's just one of those expenses that you have to swallow booking off site.
And, you know, family of five, you just spent $60 on Magic Bands.
Sure did.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, between your Magic Bands and your transportation, those two things that you know people might think of as almost throwaway benefits that we're used to getting when you stay in a on property hotel, you just spent over $200.
Yep. And so it all depends on when and how you're booking. So if you're going last minute, you're more than likely going to be able to take advantage of staying offsite at the Disney Springs hotels rather than getting on property. Of course, that all depends on what time of year. But if you're going, you know, planning a year out, you know, you have time to really sit down and pick what, you know, on-site resort would work for you, you know, including all those extra benefits that you're not going to find at a Disney Springs hotel.
Right, that's true. It is a different experience. I mean, you're adjacent to Disney property, but it certainly, I think that you notice the feel of not being in the bubble, even when you're just on the other side of the road.
Yeah, you're not in that true bubble. Yeah, I mean, it's right there, but you're just outside of it.
You can see it from here.
Yeah, you can. I mean, literally from the window in the hotel, you're like, it's right there. But not quite. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's all those extra things really start to add up quick that you don't. I mean, even when planning our last trip, I didn't realize, you know, how much all that's going to add up. But it all depends on preference. So, you know, I know some people just don't like to stay on property altogether and choose to go off site. But when you want that Disney experience, and you don't want to be on site, the Disney Springs is a good option, especially with the Hilton's offering the character breakfasts now. So, I mean, so you can get that little bubble feel,
sure,
of getting that option.
So James, what do you think the argument is to stay in Disney Springs? I mean, who are the folks that are going to be drawn to, or that it would make sense maybe to look more at these Disney Springs hotels?
I think it's the people who are budget conscious, who are looking to save, you know, a few bucks. I mean, you don't get the Magical Express, but maybe it's worth it for them to have the rental car and pay the parking fee, and they have that flexibility to shoot over to like the Walmart, which is, you know, not far up the road, you know, and stock up on their groceries and do some other things if they're going to be doing some things on 192 or going, you know, to the dark side, you know, things like that. I think families who don't fit in the typical Disney value or moderate rooms, you know, they got an odd number of families and they're looking for more flexibility in their room type and, you know, maybe a suite or a pseudo suite. You know, like in one of these Disney Springs hotels would be a better fit for them and be more comfortable for them to stay rather than trying to, you know, work out multiple rooms at one of the Disney properties.
Most definitely for us. I mean, we have a family of five and the Hilton had no problem throwing in a rollaway bed in our room and not charging us any extra for it.
Yeah,
I mean, you wouldn't even be able to, especially not at a value resort, wouldn't be able to get that. So, or at least for a single room.
Right. I mean, I think that one of the things that's easy to overlook is that, you know, we talk all about all these additional costs and about how, you know, it does start to erode the savings. But the bottom line is that you are getting more square footage for your dollar, for lack of a better way to put it. And what that means is that there are certainly going to be circumstances where, you know, you're getting moderate space at a value price, even, you know, sort of closer to deluxe space at a moderate price in the Disney Springs area. And with a larger family or bringing additional people along, or as your kids get older, you know, that additional space, you know, may be worth the trade-off.
Oh, indeed. You know, and another benefit too with some of these resorts, especially if you're an honors member, you know, if you have collected points to where you can get, you know, free nights or for us, I mean, we booked using a value site and we had a free night available on that. So I opted to book with that and then collected my Hilton honors points as well. So it was a double benefit for us to utilize those extra advantages that we had, or, sure, you know, that we wouldn't get from staying on property.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one of the things I think that, you know, folks who visit Walt Disney World frequently have said for years that, gosh, the one thing, you know, Disney hotels are like the only ones that don't have some kind of loyalty program. I mean, even at Universal, right, the Lowe's hotels, there's the Lowe's, you know, loyalty program. Disney has none.
Yeah, and people who are frequent who haven't taken advantage of being a DVC owner are you know, they're not getting anything extra. You know, you're not getting any discounted tickets. You're not getting any discounted rooms throughout the years. It's you're not building up towards any points. I mean, unless, of course, you know, maybe a Disney Visa card holder. I mean, you get extra points for staying on property, you know, booking through them, correct?
Well, I mean, you may, but then again, you could also use your Disney Visa to book your hotel in Disney Springs. I mean,
right?
It's not quite exactly the same. You don't get all the same benefits, but you'd still accrue the points.
Right. So, I mean, that was definitely another thing for us because we do travel a lot, and it's not necessarily always Disney, and we tend to find ourselves enjoying a Hilton property, and it just so happens when I was booking this last minute trip that there was multiple options for Hilton close to where we wanted to be. So, you know, it just made, it all worked out and made sense for us. I mean, there's Wyndham and they're all over the world. You've got Holiday Inn. I know, you know, that's a pretty popular one that you can find just about anywhere. So, you know, definitely no matter where you stay, always sign up for those rewards or honors, you know, memberships that they have, because you can always build up towards a free night, and then heck, you find yourself in Disney. And like for us, I had one free night available, so that brought down our average room rate, and I think I spent about $111 a night at the Hilton, right next to Disney Springs. So
yeah, you can't get in a value resort for that.
Yeah, so I mean, and that was, I don't know if that was considered high time with you know, the first of the year with the marathon.
It was considered peak.
So, yeah, I mean, I was spending $111 a night. Now, granted, I did have to pay for parking at the hotel and at the... Now, I could utilize the shuttle service, but I opted to, you know, use the rental car that we paid for. So I paid for parking at the parks. But, you know, in the end, I didn't think I spent... I wouldn't have spent as nearly as much as had I tried to find a room on site. So I'm pretty sure at the end, I came out on top.
All right. So, James, any last thoughts about Disney Springs hotels, these offsite properties?
Just, you know, like you were saying, I was going to mention like new rewards programs and the you know, vacation, you know, clubs that, you know, people who have points or have relatives who want to lend them points. You know, this is another great option. For people who want to, you know, save a few bucks, however they want to do it. Like you said, like, you know, there are some, in, you know, additional costs that, you know, eat into that savings, but it's definitely, you're getting more bang for your buck, which is the benefit of staying offsite, but you're also getting a lot more perks now with these, you know, which are saying there's a trial period, you know, that... I don't know if they'll renew it beyond 2018, but you're getting fast pass plus booking 60 days out. You're getting extra magic hours. So you're getting more of the benefits of, you know, staying on property mixed with that off property benefit of saving money and getting more space. So I think it's a very intriguing option for families to look at when they're planning the trip.
Yeah. I mean, for me, really, I think that's the bottom line is that all of a sudden, you know, I think these properties start to become much more competitive in terms of being, you know, worth doing the math, right? Worth spending the time to figure it out, because there are going to be circumstances where these are going to make more sense than, you know, squeezing your family into a room that's not necessarily a comfortable fit or, you know, stretching the budget. You know, maybe instead you stretch the budget and you can do it by staying in Disney Springs. You can spend another day in the parks, you know, because you can sort of reallocate your budget. It just gives you some new flexibility, some new things to consider. All right. Well, you've heard us ramble for a while here about these Disney Springs hotels. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Especially, we'd love to hear from people who have stayed recently at these hotels and, you know, can give us their take on some of these options. You know, we can visit, we can, you know, we've stayed a little bit at one or two of these, but anything that, you know, you can share with the community, we can all benefit from. So let us know. Email us at podcast@dizdads.com. Visit our blog, dizdads.com. Tweet us at Dizdads Podcast on Twitter, or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/DizdadsPodcast. Until next time, I've been Aaron Ritmaster with James Cameron.
Good night, everybody.
And Chris Papchak.
Good night, Dizdads.
Our outro music is Whiskey on the Mississippi by Kevin MacLeod. Kevin licenses his music from Incompetech.com via Creative Commons by Attribution. Here's your attribution, Kevin. Thanks.